Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
That's my lovely friend Kim, who did the commercial for me when I was on a radio show, believe it or not. Yes. I mean, I was on not that many times, but she decided to do it for me. And we've kept it, but I really need to ask her to update it because there are new things that are on the site that I think would be kind of nice to let everybody know about it. Anyways, we have another beautiful guest today. She's come back to talk to me, so this is wonderful. But first, I want to talk a little bit about mysticlivingtoday.com. This past issue took me 4 days to do, and I'm not, you know, bragging about that. It's just that it was a big, beautiful issue. That's what I'm bragging about, that I have so many people, and I'm getting stuff right now for the February issue that would like to be in the magazine. And, you know, that's like a feather in my cap because I really don't advertise it. And I do it, and I love it, and I get all this wonderful material. And then, like I said last week about the new way we're going to do the magazine, I'm going to work with my designer. Her name is Judy, and she's in Africa, but boy, is she talented and on the ball. That girl is on the ball. And, of course, you know, I have to talk about my Candy, who does all the marketing for everything that I do. But back to the magazine. It's going to be like a flip magazine. In other words, if you actually had a magazine in front of you, you could turn the pages. And I was attracted to it many years ago, but I never, I don't know if I didn't have the desire or didn't think, well, that's going to be a lot of work. But then another company came along, and they made it so easy. And the gal that's going to help me, she's already started making the templates, you know, for the cover page. And then anybody that I want to feature and classifieds and banner ads and all kinds of good stuff. You know, it's going to be really nice. Now that I will be able to promote and it'll go everywhere. That's the beauty of it. And that won't be a lot of effort to have to do that. And really, that's been what I call my dark horse all along since I started my first site, planetstars.com. I always thought that the magazine would come from behind. You know, like your dark horse. You don't think it's going to do much, but then all of a sudden, bam, it's there. That's what I feel with the magazine. I've always felt that way about it. Didn't really tell too many people, but that was inside, in my heart. I just felt that it had the most potential to reach even more. So we'll be working on that. And then, of course, I have to talk to you about Stars Psychics, stars with a Z, psychics.com. More readers are coming on board, and I'm very happy about it. Some of them were with me when I first started back in 2012. But they're finding that, you know, sometimes you stay at a place and you don't feel you're treated right, and it doesn't really matter about the money, but you want to feel good. And they all think of me as being with somebody that makes them feel good. And that's, you know, that's an honor for me to have them email me and say, no, we want to come back. We want to feel good. We want to be with somebody who cares about us. It's not just about the money, and that's true. So that's what it is, and so that's good. And, of course, my Stars Psychic Tarot card, Your Future Awaits, they're about ready to be printed. I'm just waiting for the new PayPal integration, which is you can make payments because the cards are $49 and there's, you know, shipping. So they end up being like $59.95. And they're beautiful. But in that package that you're going to get from me will not just be a deck of cards wrapped up. I'm going to put little things in it for you. My granddaughter's going to help me, and she's going to SCAD right now, so she's an art student, and she's got all these. Oh, Graham, we can do this, and we can do that. And so you're going to get something special when it comes from STARS, and it will come from me. And I'm so excited. I'm, like, on the edge of my seat, you know. But we're just waiting for PayPal integration. My Tony's working on that. And before I forget, and then I go on to my guest, I want to thank my gal who does the marketing, and her name is STARS Priestess Candy Ranson, and you'll know her by Candy Ranson all over the place, Twitter, Tumblr, TikTok, you name it, she's there promoting everything. I'm very devoted, and really I'm very lucky to have her, as I am the rest of my staff. I have STARS Amber, who's doing the interpretations. We have free downloads on STARS Psychics now that you can learn things. You don't have to pay for it. You just download it, and there it is. Poof. You can learn all about it in the blogs. I switched the blog over to more about, not just necessarily spiritual. I guess so. I mean, it's about tarot cards, angels, the numbers that you see that are frequent. You know, sometimes you'll see 11:11 on your clock and all, things about that. And Amber has also done a little bit of layouts. There's some layouts in there. There's probably about 10 or 12. I just added another one today, another download. So you can download those, and you can print them off, and they are yours, and no questions asked. But we wanted to do something free because everything is about the money. And I want you to know that STARS is not about the money. Neither is Natalie. So that's enough about that. I'm going to bring in my beautiful guest. Now, she was on, she tells me, about almost not quite 2 years ago, I guess. She'll tell us again. And she's written so many books, and we're going to talk about the latest one that she's done. But I want to bring in, shoot, I got to go back to my episode info, bring in Susan Shumsky. How are you today, Susan?
I am great today, Natalie. So great to be talking with you again.
Yes, and excuse my voice. I should have said that before. We were talking about it. It's not that I've been talking too much because I'm here. I was working on my site and my webmaster, so I don't really talk. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't know. My voice gets a little raspy. There's nothing wrong with it either. But anyways, yes, I'm so happy to have you back. Now, when was it? 2019 or 2020?
2020.
2020, can you imagine? And here she is on a return visit. I always love that because it's a feather in my cap when they want to come back, you know. It makes me feel so good. So since that time, what have you been up to? Let's do a little recap here. And then I want to talk about this one book that you wrote that I just saw, and I guess this is your latest book, but what's been happening with Susan? What have you been doing?
Well, since I last spoke with you, I was very, very busy just sitting in one place, working on my books that were due, you know. And one was the Prosperity Meditations that came out about a year ago. And then my latest one that came out, which is called The Inner Light, How India Influenced the Beatles. So I've just been working so hard on those books. And that's what I've been doing. But after this book came out, my latest book, I've been working very hard on my cruises. I do produce seminars at sea, holistic seminars at sea. And so I've been working on, conferences at sea. So I've been working hard on those and getting the speakers lined up and booking people on the cruise ships and all of that. So it's been a very busy time.
Very busy. Now, these cruise ships, where are you located right now?
I live in an RV, and I have no home base. Today, Pennsylvania.
I don't need to impose upon that. I thought it was a particular city, a state. But, okay, these cruise ships, now, don't you have to take them at certain times so that you don't run into bad waters? Or where do they go? I wanted to book
true.
A cruise that was going to be with you and your seminars and all this good stuff. Where does a cruise take you?
Well, many different places. I have four cruises coming up in the next year. One is going from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera, which is Cabo San Lucas, Mazatlan, and Puerto Vallarta. I have one coming up in September that's going to Alaska, going out of Seattle. I have one coming up in October, which is going to the Greek Isles and Turkey. And then I have one a year from now in January, which is going to Tahiti. So those are the four cruises that are coming up. And on the ones going to Mexico and to Alaska, there are many speakers on those cruises. They're really conferences at sea. There's like 20 speakers for each cruise. So, yeah, it's fantastic. And you asked about, you know, don't you have to schedule them so that you don't have dangerous waters? And that's true. I do try to avoid the Caribbean during hurricane season, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I know about that because I'm in South Carolina.
So yeah.
I'm right on the coast. I'm about 15 minutes from Savannah. So I'm kind of – we've been lucky thus far for probably – well, 5 years ago we were hit, but not really hit. You know, we had the residual kind of, but it's still the damage. My garage got flooded across the street now. They were totally flooded, all of them. But they're in the wetlands. It's considered the wetlands over there. And I'm on higher ground, so I think that's part of the reason why I was spared. But trees came down. That was the worst that I've seen since I've been here. But, yeah, that is usually, that'll start in June and we'll go till November. That's what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that most of the hurricanes over here come, we're always hit in September or October. Those are the tricky months, especially October. But this time it was later. I mean, there were a lot of hurricanes this year, lots of them.
Right.
I should say last year, there were lots of them. And it's not usually like that at all, you know, but the waters are warmer. They're staying warmer, and that's the issue. You know, I think I've been here 21 years because I'm from Michigan. And, you know, my son was here, I don't know how many years before that. And I have a friend who's been here for umpteen years. She said, we never had hurricanes. But you see, now the water's changing. It's warm. And, you know, it can be 85 degrees here, even in our cool months, maybe cold months for wherever some people are living. But it's warm. And so that's the tricky part. That's when it gets to be because it comes from, you know, it comes from the African coast over there all the way east, and then it starts brewing and brewing. And by the time it comes to Florida, South Carolina, that whole border there, and it can go over the land too. But, oh, yeah, I'm always watching. And I have a – you'd find this interesting. I learned about a power grid. What I do is if I see something coming my way, okay, or anybody that's – in the near vicinity, I make a copy of the United States, and then I make a copy of my state, and like Florida and Georgia can be hit too. You know, it can go all the way up the coast, of course, but those are the states that are dear to me, and I will do a grid. I will do a grid on them, and I learned this, when I was working for America Online, and it does work. But then there's a site that I go to. These guys are so good with predictions. My son will say to me, well, Mom, go to that site that you always go to, you know, let's see what's happening. And they've been spot on because they flew the planes into hurricanes, into the eyes. That's how good they are. They knew. They know. They have experience, right? But so that's good that you have to do that because you don't want to be someplace and then you have to turn back. Now, my other question while you were talking to me is how do you get all of these speakers to commit? I mean, I know it's worth their while, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, it can be costly. And how long does really pushing your cruises. I don't know why. I've never been on one. But I would like to go. My son says, oh, I don't like water. It doesn't like me. And I think, well, I almost drowned several times, but that's besides the point. I can only go so far, and then I feel like I'm being smothered. Although a cruise, like my son said, is – Mom, you think you're on land. He said, you don't know you're on a cruise. And he said, unless you look out and see the water, you're not going to know the difference. So is that true?
Right. Floating hotel, yeah. especially with the modern cruise ships that have these amazing stabilizers, and you don't even know that you're on a ship.
Yeah, he said. She said to me, "You can walk, and you don't feel like you're going to roll off or fall over."
No,
no. He said, "It's not like that at
all."
There's
nothing like that. Nothing like that. No, it's just
because they've been to on a few of them, and he said, "I got to get you to go on one." I said, "Well, if you go, because he knows how to swim, and I trust him." Because he always takes good care of me. Then I said I would go. And my granddaughter also. My daughter-in-law would too, but especially my son, you know. But he says, you're going to have to go one time. You know, I guess I'll have to one time. But anyway, so these people, is it difficult to get them to commit so far in advance?
It has to be the people who want to go on a cruise. You know, they have to want to they want to go on a vacation. It's not really for speakers who are jet hopping every minute and don't want to waste 1 hour.
Right.
other than doing speaking engagements, you know, those who only want to speak to 1,000 people every day. It's people who want to relax and have a nice time on a ship for a week or 10 days, whatever it is, the length of time of the particular cruise that we're doing. And so those are the kind of people, kind of a little more laid back, who are willing to spend the time. And by the way, some of them, for example, there were actually four of them on the cruise that's coming up in April, who said they only want to hop on, hop off, you know, come to the cruise ship one day, and maybe stay a couple days and then leave the ship at the next port. But guess what? They all decided, we're going to take the whole cruise after all. So,
And that's difficult to have them get off on another port. You'd have to make a special port stop, wouldn't you? Or it would be the next available one, I guess, right?
Yeah, it would be the next regular stop that we're, No, it's not difficult to do that. But, yeah, since you're asking about the speakers, that's how it happens sometimes.
So they get a little vacation at the same time, and they get to talk to all these beautiful people who are enlightened and or who want to learn more. And
this
one is in April. When in April do you go?
April 7th to the 14th, and that's called Hidden Secrets Revealed Cruise. And that one is at HiddenSecretsCruise.com. That's plural on the secrets. HiddenSecretsCruise.com. And that one has some fabulous speakers like Nick Pope, who's a ufologist, and it's got Jason Shurka, who is about the light program, and Dr. Sandra Michael, who invented the EE cube and the EE system. It's got Adam Apollo. It's got a lot, Jimmy Church, a lot of very well-known speakers in the field. And then the one coming up in September is going to Alaska. And that one is, we've got some great speakers on that, like Sonny Johnston and Molly McCord and a lot of spiritual teachers. We have Jonathan Goldman. Star Wolf. That's going to be amazing. And that will be sailing from Seattle. And that one is sailwithspirit.com. Sailwithspirit.com. And then the one, the Greek Isles cruise, that one is specifically for Denise Lynn. She'll be the only speaker on that cruise. And then the one in January, Mas Sajati, that will be his cruise going to Tahiti. So all
now,
of these people can find them at divinetravels.com. That's divinetravels. That's plural on the travels.com.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Now, I'm curious, what made you decide to do this?
You know, I've been in the spiritual field since 1967. And first of all, got involved with Transcendental Meditation, where I was teaching retreats. You know, I was doing retreats, obviously, meditation retreats and so on. And by the way, I lived in Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's ashram.
Yes, we need to mention that.
Decades.
Yes.
And I was on his personal staff for 6 years. So I was involved with the organization, organizing retreats and things like that. And then after I left that organization, I was actually promoting my first book, which was called Divine Revelation, that came out in 1996, and I was teaching retreats. And then I started doing not only retreats, I started doing conferences, and then I started doing tours. My first tour, major tour that I did, was to India, to the Kumbh Mela, which is this huge pilgrimage that takes place every 12 years, where 100 million people gather, and that's not an exaggeration. That's over a six-week period. 100 million people come to this Kumbh
Mela. That's a lot of people.
So I did. That's a lot of people. So I took some tours, took people there, and then I took people to Peru. And meanwhile, I was going on cruises with my sister. And I was enjoying the cruises so much that I was thinking, what about if I had a holistic conference cruise ship?
Oh, yeah.
So I started doing that. And the first one I did was to celebrate the end of the Mayan calendar, you know.
Yeah.
I did one in 2011, and then I did one on December 21st, 2012, at the exact time of the changing of the Mayan calendar, and we did a big celebration on the ship for that, and that was extremely successful. And since then, I've done about 20 cruises.
Now you're
so
doing more.
Go.
You are really bit by the bug.
The cruise bug.
And it's concentrated. I mean, they can do a combo. People that go to these kinds of things, they can, you know, it's a little diverse, and it's not, you know, it's not the cruise ship just to have fun, gamble, stop at a place, you know, at an island and all that. It's a very unique learning process,
which is really great. Yes, absolutely. And on the cruise that's coming up in April, for example, when we go on the port stops in Cabo San Lucas, I have an incredible Maya elder who lives in Guatemala, and she'll be coming on the cruise, and she'll be doing an authentic Maya fire ceremony. She's from the Council of Maya Elders in Guatemala. And so we'll be doing that right on the beach there in Cabo San Lucas. And then when we go to Mazatlan, there's an amazing petroglyph site that hardly anybody ever goes to. It's a UNESCO site. And it's this fabulous petroglyph site with 1,000 petroglyphs on these amazing-looking rocks along a beautiful, beautiful beach shore. So these fantastic petroglyphs, 1,000 of them, which is astonishing. And that's called Las Quebradas. So that's where we're going. And then in Puerto Vallarta, we'll do a dolphin swim in Puerto Vallarta.
I wouldn't do that one. I mean, I wouldn't go in the water. I'll watch.
Oh.
Thank you. I don't know. It's a real, and I live near the water. I'm like 10 minutes from the ocean, but I don't go there. It's not that it's not beautiful, lovely to look at, but I guess I'm very respectful of water. Maybe that's what it is. Of course, when you're near the ocean, I mean, the waves can get, not like out in California, they can really be big. But here,
right,
they can still, like me, I'm like 100 pounds, they could still whip me around and take me out.
Bye,
Natalie.
Yeah.
There she is. I can see it now. No, you know what I'm saying? I respect my fear, and I respect the water, so I don't go in. I mean, I can step my feet in. I can sit at the edge of the pool. I can go up to my neck, but that's it. That is it.
Yeah.
I won't do anything more than that. And it's really strange. I mean, I had a girl that used to work at the Y with me, and she said, I'll get you to swim. And I looked at her, and I gave her this, probably rolled my eyes. I said, how are you going to do that? She said, well, the theory used to be that we would push you in. And she was, you know, she was a lifeguard. She knew what she was doing. And she said, you don't do that. You don't do that for somebody, maybe somebody that's really young and doesn't have any issues or, you know, ideas in their head already, like a small child. But she said, not with you. With you, what I would do is we'll sit on the edge and you'll put your feet in. And that's mm-hmm. what we do. You keep your feet in there, and we'll laugh, and we'll, I knew her for years, we'll laugh, and we'll talk. And then maybe a month later, I don't know, she says, I'll know when. Maybe I'll ask you. We'll go in this part where you can go up to your knees. But she said, never, ever force anybody to do that, because that's one way to get them not to want to do it. But she was really, she was a good teacher, and I knew it. And she said, I would never hurt you. I would never cause you to be stressed, because that's one way you'll never go in the water. You cannot, it has to be something that you truly enjoy. She said, we would take baby steps, and it's exactly what it was and what it is. We started, but then I left because I was at their tennis club, and then I went to a big tennis club to work. So I left, I mean, I had a great offer of working with the head pro, and you don't pass that up when you're in tennis. So I did that. So I never got to finish with her. But, it, you know, she said it used to be people, they would throw you in, and I think it's funny. It's not funny. To some people, it's traumatizing. You can't do that. So anyways, I have that great respect. But like I said, I can go up to my neck, and that's about it. Don't do anything
else.
Better
than the knees, you know. That's further than the knees.
Yeah, and, you know, I can recall being at a party once. My husband was alive then, and this one couple, he said, I'm going to throw you in the pool. And I looked at him, I said, oh, really? And my husband stood up, and he said, no, you won't. I mean, he respected the fact. He was a great swimmer, but he knew my fear. And he was a teacher, you know. And of course, I was never thrown in the pool, never, ever.
Yeah.
So that's it. But your cruises sound fantastic. Now, are they really expensive?
They are fantastic.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
No, they're actually quite reasonably priced, because they're cruises. They're not as expensive as, like, land tours, you know. So very reasonable.
Yeah. So you're really excited about this one coming up, I can tell. Okay, so let's talk about books. Let's talk, because that's what you're known for, is books and other things too. But I did not know about this latest one that you did, and that's The Inner Light, How India Influenced the Beatles. Now, first of all, where did this idea come from? Simple questions. How long did it take? How did you – I don't even know how somebody writes as many books as you have. I don't know how you do it. How? Susan, there's got to be not a trick, but there's got to be something that, what do you do? Sit down and you get this idea, well, I'm going to write about this. And then you start writing? How do you do it? She's laughing. No, it's not that. It's not what I do.
Well, sort of it, but not quite. But you asked me how I came up with this idea, The Inner Light, How India Influenced the Beatles. The reason that occurred is because I wrote another book, which was my memoir. And my memoir I worked very hard on for a very long time. I started writing my memoir in, like, 1998, and it got published in 2018, 2 years later. So my memoir was very complicated, and I had to learn a whole new writing style, because all I knew how to write was how to self-help, spiritual self-help books, you know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now I had to write like a narration. I had to tell stories. So I had to learn how to write in a different, totally different way. It took a long time and a lot of fits and starts. And a lot of times my agent tried to sell the book and couldn't get it sold because I didn't have the right angle. It wasn't as good as it ended up being. That book ended up, it's called Maharishi and Me, Seeking Enlightenment with the Beatles Guru. And that book ended up winning 13 book awards, just that one book.
Bless you,
and
that's
it's
awesome.
A fabulous book about my journey with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and also about various celebrities that were with him, including the Beatles and Mike Love and Doug Henning and Deepak Chopra and Mia Farrow and so many, you know, Donovan, so many famous people that were with him that I talked about in the book, as well as everything that happened to me when I was with him for 2 decades, basically, and on his personal staff for 6 years. So I wrote about the Beatles in that book there was a couple chapters that were about the Beatles. But then I realized, no, I want to tell the whole story about the Beatles and what really happened in India, and I want to tell the whole thing. So I decided I would do this other book, and it would be a book about how India influenced the Beatles, not just that one trip that they took where they visited Maharishi's ashram, but also about the music, Indian music, Indian musicians that played on their records, and about the Indian philosophy that informed their lyrics and how their lyrics were very greatly influenced by India and by Maharishi, and their philosophy was greatly influenced by India. So I wrote this incredible book that's 512 pages long, that has 170 rare photographs, that has 130 QR codes that point to fabulous other content like videos, audios, and other fascinating content, the lyrics and so on. So the book is told through the lens of the songs. In other words, here's the song, and this is the history of the song, and this is how it's related to India. And it's a fabulous book. It came out so beautifully and so well. And the cover, by the way, I designed this fantastic collage for the cover, which is a nod to Sgt. Pepper album.
So it is. Fantastic. I'm looking at it right now, and I have that album. I have all of theirs, the big ones, the white one, all of them. And I remember at that time when they went there, it was controversial over here. Because there was, I'm trying to think. When did they go there? What year was I? I'm trying to think how old I was.
They went for one day. They went in 1966. And then they were in Rishikesh with Maharishi in 1968.
Okay, yeah, I was pretty young then. But I remember reading, you know, because then they had a lot of magazines. I don't know if you recall them. They would have, like, geared towards Hollywood or musicians, and it was different. The world was different then, everybody that's listening. It was not digital. It was in the form of a magazine or a newspaper article, some of the stuff I remember reading that, you know, people thought, oh, they're going there, what for, to get high? Because that's how they related going there. It was stupid. It was just so dumb.
Right.
I read this stuff, and I think, what's the matter with these people? Maybe they're going for enlightenment. Maybe they're going for knowledge. Why does it always have to be bad? But they had such an influence in the United States and all over the world. So whatever they did it was the forefront of everything. I mean, the Beatles went there.
Right.
And then I read something that they think that's when John Lennon really went cuckoo, because whatever he did over there, I don't know. But, you know, I always think of them, especially John Lennon, being so talented, and Paul and Ringo, and, you know, it was just, and George, it was just the group. They started to get this, I don't want to call it like an overlay of, oh, well, they're really not like this. They're really, look where they're going. It was bad for them here, and it was the dumbest thing, but it kind of fizzled out, and I'm sure their album did really well. Because, I mean, all of them did. All of it did well. But isn't that dumb, the way people, but they still do it today. They're still, it used to be, don't believe everything you read and only half of what you see. I say, don't believe anything you read and don't believe anything you see in a photograph, because it could be photoshopped. That's today. And it's true. So-and-so. And I look at these things and I think to myself, you're so gullible. It's just PR. It's just, it's just notoriety. Sometimes it's not good notoriety, But I loved what they did. I was really glad they went there, because I thought it would have kind of set them straight with their thinking. So if they were off the deep end somewhere, being there would put them on the right path. They'd stay on the right path together, and it went fine. I mean, but I remember reading that garbage. It was just garbage. you know. Oh, they're going to be all cuckoo when they come back and smoking pipes and, jeez, give me a break. They were probably doing that when they were here, you know.
They were doing that long before they met Maharishi. That's when they were taking the psychedelics, was beginning in 1965 was when they started doing psychedelics. And so that was way before they ever met Maharishi. And Maharishi told them they had to stop taking drugs in order to even learn meditation. That was a prerequisite for learning TM. So they were not doing drugs when they were in India. I can vouch for that for sure. They were there to meditate. They were there to expand their consciousness. They were there because they were flower children, and they were doing the same thing that all of us were doing, which was trying to reach nirvana, trying to attain higher states of consciousness.
Trying to understand. People say, well, what is, you know, what does all these words mean? It's just to understand, and it helps you to be a better person when you can understand and you're not led by all this garbage that's out there. And, you know, okay, so how long did it take you to write this 516-page book?
Well, yeah, this book took me a couple years to write.
Really?
It was a lot of research that I did. This book has 950 endnotes. That's how heavily researched it is.
Uh-huh.
So it was a lot of work to write this book, but it came out so beautifully. I'm so thrilled with it.
I love the colors. I really do.
Great colors, yeah. It's beautiful.
Softness makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anybody from the era of the Beatles, when they were all around, will look at this and smile. I did as soon as I saw it. You either, you know, I just loved them. I just felt that they had it. I must have been probably, was I married? Oh, you know why I was married? Because we went out to California, and we were kind of following them on their U.S. tour. We'd be right behind them, and I was laughing about it because it was so cool, you know? And, of course, I'm giving my age away, but it doesn't matter.
Did you see them on the tour? Did you go to No.
We made it. Let's see. We went the northern route. I was in Michigan. Northern route out to California and the southern route home. But it seemed like they were on tour in the States then. So it just seemed like, oh, the Beatles are here. And no, I never got to see them. Wish I would have, but I didn't. No.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
Well,
I played those record albums until I couldn't stand it anymore. they were my group. They were my group, just like Elvis.
That is so cool.
It was my guy. Not Ricky Nelson, but Elvis.
So cool.
Elvis, one and only, and the Beatles. I mean, my attic is filled with records, 45 still in their jackets, and of course the Beatles with their big 33 and a third. I have them all. I got them all.
That's
because
fantastic.
I loved them dearly. I just loved their music. I loved how it made me feel. I mean, I was a teenage girl, and I was just becoming a woman, so to speak. So it was wonderful.
Right.
It was a wonderful time for me. And then I see later on these other things coming out, and this music. You notice how the music was really good when they were around. All the good groups were coming out, all of them.
Yeah.
And I was from Motown, Detroit. So that was the same time that all the good music was coming out. And I remember listening on the radio, even when my husband was alive, because he was in a band in Kalamazoo. And he said, don't you notice how the music is crummy now? I said, yeah. He says, where are all these great groups? Where'd they go? I said, because all they're doing is beating on drums and playing guitars and pretending, because they don't even know what it's like to write a piece of music where the Beatles did. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
definitely.
So, this was a great, and I feel badly that so many missed that time because it was wonderful.
Right. It definitely was a magical time. And the Beatles really took us to a whole different vibration. They changed Western civilization through their music and through their philosophy and everything. People don't really realize what kind of impact the Beatles had on Western civilization. it was incredibly powerful. And because of that, they made Maharishi into a household guru.
I mean, he went right along with
him,
and rightfully so.
He became very, very famous. He became very famous in the 1970s. He was on the cover of every magazine. You're talking about magazines before. He was on Look, Life, Saturday Evening Post. He was on Newsweek. He was on Time. He was on every cover simply because of being associated with the Beatles is what made him famous, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was a wonderful time for me, for you.
Yeah.
And what's really nice is we can remember it all.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a, you know, because a lot of people maybe were there at that time and they don't have the mind that they have now, and they don't even remember what it was like. But I'm telling everybody, it was a great time. It really, really was. Everything was different. You know, Detroit, I went to beauty school. I took two buses to downtown Detroit. Now we're talking downtown Detroit. And which was the riots were there. I was expecting my son, and it was a horrible time. But I had gone to beauty school without a hitch. Nobody bothered anybody, you know. And I ended up working in a small tennis club that was a YWCA. And all black. The blacks were playing tennis. The famous basketball players would come. Sometimes we'd get football players from Detroit, you know, the Lions. And we get some. But I want to say I was fortunate, and you'll appreciate this. I don't know if I was or not, if it was just because it was me. But when I went into that little club, I was so respected and treated like a little princess. This is no joke. People say, oh, yeah. No. Mm-mm. They just loved me because I loved them.
Yeah.
I didn't go in with an attitude, as they say. There was nothing on my shoulders that you had to knock off. Mm-mm, no. Because, you see, I lived in Detroit. I knew what it was like already. I knew.
Exactly.
I was happy. I was just happy to meet new people.
Yeah.
And I've told this story before, and I think this is good for you to hear. When I would leave that club on a Sunday night, of course, like in the wintertime, it would be dark. Like 8 o'clock, I'd close the club. Well, let me tell you, I would have four or five big black guys walk me to my car. I locked the door, walk me to my car, and I'd say, okay, guys, I'm okay. No, you start your car, and we want to see you going down Grand River. That was a main street, Grand River. We want to see you going down Grand River. I would look at them and say, you're kidding. No. They'd all say, no, get in the car and start it. They never left that parking lot until I left, and they could not see me anymore. That's how they treated me. And that helped to do something to me as a young woman to love every walk of life, love everybody. And I think, and it's true. That was the influence for me. It really was. I mean, I wasn't afraid of anything after that. I went to a huge club, and rich people, oh, no, you need to pay your bill. I go right up to them and say, this is your bill. I need your money right now, or I can't let you on the court. Because that's what the owner wanted me to do, and I did it.
Right.
And I got it. I got the money. So, you know, but okay, so you did. Now, this book took you, The Inner Light, took you a couple of years to do, you said, right?
Yeah, it took me a couple of years to write this book, and I'm very proud of it.
You should be.
It's really beautiful. It's really, really beautiful.
No, I want this book. And part of it, Susan, is because of I know what that felt like. You know what I'm saying? It really resonates with me. It really, really does. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful time. And everybody should get it. And that's The Inner Light, How India Influenced the Beatles. And then your site is Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, Revelation, revelation.org. So now you're not going to do any more books, or you've got books in your head, or you're just concentrating on your cruises? Or
I have books in my head, but right now I'm focusing on my cruises because I couldn't do any cruises during the pandemic.
No.
And so I was getting financially drained because of the pandemic. It was devastating for anybody in the
travel industry. Yeah, you couldn't make any money in your field. Right, yeah.
Right. So because of that, now I'm taking a hiatus from writing books, and I'm focused solely on getting these cruises going for the next, for this year, and then coming up for next year too. I'm going to be planning some more cruises.
Now, does it take a lot for you to put together this cruise? I mean, obviously you have to, you have to get the cruise first, then you have to decide, you have to put the offer out, I suppose, of people that you'd like to see on a particular cruise and give them some details and get a commitment from them. And set up the itinerary, I suppose, right? You have a big job.
Yeah. It's
You're
a
the woman
job
in charge.
To put together. Yes, I'm the producer, and it's huge. And I do work with somebody who is my travel partner who actually books people onto the cruise. She's a travel agent. So she takes care of getting them onto the cruise ship, you know. But as far as every logistic, everything else, I am the organizer. I'm the big kahuna organizer of all the cruises that
You're
I
the
do.
Big guru.
And they're very successful, you know. So this one coming up in April, I already have about 100 people signed up for it. So, you know, it's going well. And on my previous
How many
cruises,
can you take
I would
on
have,
it?
Well, there's no limit until the ship sells out. That's the only limit. When the ship sells out and there's
only so many rooms for them to stay on the ship, right?
Yeah, there's only so many rooms on a ship. So when it sells out, but it doesn't usually sell out until like a week or two before the cruise. But we have had the experience of a cruise selling out maybe a month or two in advance. But even then, even though it was sold out, I don't think there was anyone we had to turn away because people are always canceling all the time. So
for
my
one reason or
travel
another,
agent was able to get people onto the ship anyway, even though it didn't show that there were any rooms available on their website or whatever. So, yeah, there's no really limit to the number of people that you can put on the ship.
Now, do you have these conferences every single day or these – I'll call them sessions. I like to see conferences.
Yeah.
It sounds like
it's
a nice
like
word.
It's like going to an expo or a conference at a hotel. It's like going to the Whole Life Expo or Conscious Life Expo or one of those. It's sort of like that. In that there's workshops going on all the time,
mm-hmm.
and also the speakers who come, they're welcome to bring their products to sell if they wish to do that.
I guess
and
they have books.
They also do readings. You know, there's psychics who do readings and that sort of thing, or counseling or whatever their private sessions are. Healing, also healing sessions, you know. So it's just like going to one of these holistic expos, kind of. Only
now,
better. It's a lot better because you're on vacation and you get to go.
Well,
and
because you can participate
sport.
In whatever you want. You're not walking this whole big area. You're kind of stuck. You can't. Well, you're not stuck, but you're not. Yeah, it's much better. You feel like you're on vacation, and yet you're learning all this and getting all this information, all this knowledge. So it's like a two for one. I mean, it's really a great thing.
It's
Plus, you get
great.
To see these
it's
countries.
Great. Yeah,
you know how would that not be any
amazing?
Now, going to Alaska,
amazing.
You'll probably see. Some whales, I betcha.
Yeah, we'll be having a whale watching. That'll be one of our excursions.
Was it my cousin or my best friend? She's since gone, but she went twice. She loved it.
Yeah, I've been to Alaska 3 times already.
Have you? Oh, my goodness. I've not ever been out of the United States.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you should come
no.
on the cruise. You'll enjoy
Well, you
it.
Know, you have to understand, I had a child. I was married. I worked all these different fields that I was in, and
right.
I was not really, I should say, exposed to spirituality until I met this girl who did card readings. I don't remember how I met her either. And
right.
we had some people on the radio, because remember, then it was radio. I mean, radio in your area, that was it. I mean, you'd get psychics on the radio and all that. And I ended up helping her with this huge organization in Michigan. And I took the money. I always take the money. And I met so many people that showed me different things, you know, card readers and crystal ball readers and those who could just be, they were mediums, but I don't think they really thought of themselves as mediums and all that. So that's when I was exposed to it, because when I was young, I was not, oh, yeah, I believed, but I didn't have anybody to go to, you know, and you certainly don't want to go to the priest and say, oh, yeah, can you do a psychic reading for me? No. You know what I'm saying? But I knew they existed, but I didn't reach out that far, Susan, until I met this woman. And then I helped put this big expo on in Detroit with her. All kinds of people. Everybody had a table, and it was fun. Wasn't stressful at all, because I got free readings, I got free this, you know, I mean, I did the work, but it was fun. It was fun for me. And met all these people at the same time. But I really, that kind of ended, and then I got a computer, and that opened up a whole other door for me, and I wanted to work on the computer. I wanted to do that. You know, I have three monitors in front of me right now, and I loved them. You know, and I could type really fast, so I already had an advantage. And then I went to work for America Online. And I worked for them for 6 years. And then I saw in this group called Listen to This Crystal Ball. That was the name of the group.
Yeah.
They had over 300 different kinds of readers. And I got hired in to work with them. And that was my big exposure. Then I started.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it funny how divine order has you do certain things to do certain things.
Exactly.
And I never thought of ever writing a book. I never thought of doing my own cards, because I have my own Stars Tarot cards, but they were tough to get done, to get drawn and everything. But I never had the desire to write about. I'm good at interpretation, but I never desired to write a book. I mean, I have a fairy tale that I would love to get off the ground, and I want my granddaughter to do the illustrations. A real light, airy, love, good ending, feel good, you're going to smile, and you're going to believe in things, and that's how I end my show. You'll believe in things you cannot see. They really are there, and that's what the focus is going to be. So I've already got all that in my head, but, you know, you got to do it. I don't know how you do this. I don't know. I'm sitting here listening to you and thinking, how did she write all these books?
Yeah, I've written a lot of books, and basically what I do is I just sit down and write.
But, I mean, do you designate certain periods of time? Like, okay, Susan, it's time to start writing here now.
All day, every day. It's a job, and it's a big job. It's a much more time-consuming job than other kinds of jobs.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to write a book. It takes longer time to edit a book after you've written it.
Because you give it to somebody to look through it for all the mistakes and grammar and all that, right?
Well, you have to give it to the publisher. Yeah, they proofread it, but they add their mistakes. You know, they're not that great. But sometimes they are. It depends on the publisher.
Yeah.
But, but in any case, just as for me, it's just a matter of sitting down and doing it. And I don't even know what it means to have writer's block. I've never had quote unquote writer's block in my life. I don't know what that is. All I always write too much. You know, look at this book that came out over 500 pages, The Inner Light, India Influenced the Beatles. Somehow my editor allowed me to keep the whole thing and to not chop it down. He wanted the whole thing, and he also wanted all the end notes. And I said, oh, you don't have to do that many end notes. But all we have to do is direct quotes. He said, no, I want this all to be, I want every one of these end notes to be there because I want it to be.
And that's what brought the success of the book. That's why. It helped to give you the success. It did.
Well, it gives more credibility when you have somebody.
Yes, and it was complete. It was like, I don't know, I just get this good feeling about it. I'm gonna get that book because that really resonates with me. Maybe it's the cover. I don't know what it is, but I just and you because I'm talking to you and I'm learning. We talked before, but I think each time you talk to an author, you learn something more. Pull out more information. Maybe because they've grown more, you've grown more in your life, so then you mingle it all together, intertwine it all together, and here we are. You're awesome. I'm just honored.
I'm just looking at your website right now, actually. You have a fantastic website. It's beautiful. I love these cards. They look fabulous. They're gorgeous.
Thank you.
The tarot cards are really, really beautiful. Oh, my God.
They are. A lady in Spain drew them, and it took me 2 years working with her because she was gearing them towards Rider-Waite, you know, the original oldie. Okay, and I kept telling her, look, these cards, you have to forget all that. These cards, and we talked because she was on Freelancer, so we could chat back and forth. I told her, I said, I want them to make people feel good when they look at them. When they hold them, I want the story that they're going to get from every, because that's all it is, a story from every single card, and then they can put it together. If you see a man on a horse, if he's carrying a spear, well, that's not good news. Right. He's after somebody. He's not bringing you good news. I had a time with her because she always wanted to do everything dark colors. I said, no. You see the colors that's on my website, Star Psychics. Those
Beautiful.
Are the colors. And even the ones that are going to publish it in Florida, he told me that the graphic guy that I'm working with, I mean, he didn't do them. He's just going to print them. And then the other gal, they said they've never seen cards like this before, never felt this way about cards before.
That's cool.
Yes, but it took 2.5 years to finally to say, here they are. She did it. And it wasn't easy talking to her because she's in Spain, and she understood, but she, I had a man come on my show, and he says, well, what makes these different? I collect cards. What makes these different? I said, first of all, they're coming from me, and they have my energy and what I wanted them to relay to you. Okay, he said, I'll buy a deck, just like that. He said, I want it. I said, well, you got to put them in your hand. No, I looked at him. He said, I know, but I wanted to hear it from you. And I said, that's me. Just like the color of that site, that's me. That's my color.
Right.
You know, and my guy, Tony, let's go white. I said, no. He said, well, all the other sites have white. I said, but I'm not all the other sites. I'm not. I'm Natalie. And I own this, and this is the color that I love. I just love it, and I like the green in there. Over the years, he's been working with me for, I don't know, 14. He redesigned my magazine, so he's been with me for like 14 years or something like that. And finally, he says, you know, we laugh. He said, I don't know why I ever argue with you. I said, well, why do you? He said, I don't know. He said, because you're always right. I said, because I know the field, and I know colors. You know how to code a site. That's your job.
Right.
It's not how you present it, you know? So, obviously, I won because it's still blue. He's tried. I mean, he's tried. And I'm happy
with
it.
It's very sophisticated. It's very sophisticated looking. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful sight.
Thank you.
And I'm just looking, you know, as many cards as I can see, which is only a few, but they are absolutely gorgeous, these cards.
Thank you.
And they have a great vibration. They have a beautiful vibration.
That's what I wanted. You see, that's what it is. It's not, you know, and I'm going to make it so that we have something that goes in with the card deck, not just the deck in a bag, you know.
Okay.
And I've already got the bag. I know what I'm going to do. The guy's from Michigan, an Upper Peninsula, and I've already got him waiting, you know, he's on call. And so I'm really excited. But you know what, Susan, like anything else, you have to wait for the right time. You'll get a nudge. Okay, it's time. Go. Do it.
Right.
And I don't have it yet. I think as things get better, I have places that I'm going to put them. I have publicists that want to take them that'll help me. I'm not paying them a dime because I bring on all their authors on my radio show. I put all their information in my magazine. And it's mm-hmm. kind of like, you do for us, we're going to do for you. Every one of them.
That's good.
And I've got some
good barter.
Ones. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and I do it with my heart. I do, I love it. Look at it. Look at how we talk. The
great.
Hour's gone by like nothing. And that's what happens. That's a good show when you don't have to him and haw and do questions. I'm not a Q&A person, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. So, well, thank you for the lovely compliment about the cards. I'm going to have to tell Tony about that because he found the designer and the gal. Anything that goes out, unless it's coming from me, is a watermark, so nobody can take it. There is a trademark on it. I did that. Star Psychics, your future awaits. That's I own it, and nobody can take it away. So I've gotten some people that have been on other platforms that were using Star Psychics. I can't use it. Sorry. But, you know, sometimes I don't even bother with them because that's how my heart is. I don't want to do that to people. You're not going to hurt me. How are you going to hurt me?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you're saying something negative about me or my site, then I'm going to make you take it off. But other than that, that's not how we behave, Susan.
No.
If you're a spiritual person, you know, let them do their thing. It's okay.
Right.
I'm fine with it. I'm not going to, because my attorney said, well, you know, you can take them all down if you want. I said, no, there aren't that many. You know, there really are not. And but I'm really pleased. And thank you. You made my day. I want them to come off like that. But you made my day because you're on my show a second time. and I loved hearing about all these cruises and what they offer. And I guess I knew about them, but I never realized what they can be, truly.
Yeah, you make friends that last a lifetime. It's like-minded people come together, and it's so much fun and so spiritually uplifting at the same time, and you're so soothing being on a ship, gliding through the water. It just feels so good, and it's so relaxing. It's extremely relaxing to be on a cruise. So people are having a wonderful time, and they get to meet these are fans. Speakers have fans, and the fans
they're going to meet somebody that they've looked up to,
together.
Read their books, heard about. They're going to actually be able to be with them live, and that's got to be a wonderful experience.
But it's not just
and they do have fans, you're right.
Platform. It's not just up on the platform, though. You get to have dinner with them. You maybe have a drink with them, you know. You get to take a walk with them, whatever, you know.
Oh, wow.
It isn't like they're just up on the platform.
Yeah,
you're
and that's it. Goodbye. I'll see
you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they mingle with everybody. Yeah. It's a nice thing. Yeah. That's a great thing you started, girlfriend.
It is lovely. It's a wonderful thing. And strangely, I don't have a lot of competitors for some reason. I guess it's because it's so difficult to do it.
That's why I asked you. I mean, it has to be, you have to have this huge set of some kind of a book that you write in. Okay, I have to do this, check, this is done. But then it's putting it together and then making sure that everybody has their arrival time. You have to be here. The ship takes off then. I mean, you're really in control of all of that. I mean, you have to set it up properly, and obviously you're doing a great job.
It's a big organizational thing to do it. Yeah, it's big. But, you know, I enjoy doing that, and I have a lot of the skill sets that I have seem to work. I'm artistic, so I can design the web pages and also I'm very meticulous, so the details all get taken care of. And just a good organizer.
Well, you know what you should do is that, either for the February or March issue, you should send me info on the cruise that's coming up and the website. I'll put it in there for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I'd be happy to do that. I mean, because people that go to Mystic Living Today are of the same mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're all spiritual. Mm-hmm. I have to say they are. They're all seeking information. They're all, And plus, it's a plus for my site, too. So it's a win-win for us, yes. Susan. So I'll have Sarah connect us that way so that we can send me something, and we'll put it in several months. I don't care. It doesn't cost me anything to do it. I do it for free.
That's great. And by the way, everyone who comes on the cruise is required to say where they heard about the cruise when they register. And I do give referral commissions to the people who refer them.
Ah, awesome.
So you would get a referral commission.
Whatever. That's the thing of it is that I want to help to promote you.
Well, I
appreciate that. That's what pleases me. It really does.
Thank you.
Oh, no, it's true. You don't owe me nothing. Nothing. It's a wonderful thing having you on my show a second time, wanting to do it a second time. And then I can promote this. And then, now when did this latest book come out?
It came out in November.
This past November?
Yeah. It's only been out
okay.
for a couple
well,
months.
Okay. Sarah's going to give me something for the book, and I'll put that in as well. Because I want that cover in my magazine. I want that there. I told you, I resonate with it. That's my period of time.
I love it. I love it.
I was with the Beatles. That's when I was growing up. It was perfect. Perfect for me.
Yeah.
So I'll connect with her. She's wonderful. She's wonderful.
Lovely.
She
wouldn't have the cover. You have to get that from me because Sarah did not book me with you for this book. She booked me for Prosperity Meditations, my previous book.
Okay. All right. Okay, so there's another.
I have
so you
cover.
Have another publicist that's handling this book?
Yeah, I do. The publicist.
Okay, I'll just tell her that
company.
I want to put something in my site. And I'm to send my email, send it to you.
Okay,
I'm losing my voice.
Yeah.
Totally, wait a minute. Don't go away.
Drink some water. Mm-hmm.
I think what happens is I get excited, and I love it. I just, my voice was raspy earlier. And I don't have any polyps or anything. The doctor's already looked, so I'll have her connect you to me. And we'll take it from there.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll connect, and I will send you the beautiful book cover with the Beatles and their spiritual influences.
Yeah, because I also have to have permission to use it. And coming from you, I would. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sorry about my voice. Oh, gosh. Wait a minute.
Well, I'm sorry, too. But that happens to me quite a lot, too, with my voice.
Well, I went to him twice, and I was scoped. And he said, there is nothing there. He said, so could be spasms. Could be. It hasn't happened to me in a long time. Probably depends on how much I talk. And I don't know. I talk the same, I think. I don't know. I have fun, anyhow. I love it. Okay, well, I'll write to her and tell her to connect you with me.
Okay.
That we want to put something in the magazine.
Right.
Or you can even write to her and say, I want to connect to Natalie. You know? Because that's the only way I can get this. And that's what I want, Susan. And I'm putting in my request.
Okay, well, I will send you the cover, and I'll also send you some press because George Harrison's birth date anniversary, he is 80 years on February 25th of 2023.
Oh, my God.
80 years.
I didn't realize that.
Anniversary.
Now, he
wasn't
the oldest,
was he?
Little
press release. No, Ringo's the oldest.
God.
George is the youngest. George was the youngest.
Yeah, he seemed very sweet to me. I always thought he was sweet. I just loved them all. My favorite was John. He was my favorite.
Cool.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And remember, everybody, The Inner Light, How India Influenced the Beatles and all her other books. And you can go to divinerevelation.org and see all everything that she's done. I mean, everything. You're phenomenal, Susan. You really, really are. I've enjoyed this so much today. I really have.
Me too. I've had a great time speaking with you, Natalie. I've enjoyed it tremendously.
Yes, and okay, we'll be in touch with each other. And everybody, please go, you know, listen to the show. You can hear it again. It's on blogtalkradio.com/starscast, S-T-A-R-Z, C-A-S-T, like in Tom. You can see hear the replay. And Candy will pick this up now, and she'll move it off to the platforms that I have so everybody can listen to it, and I'll move it also as soon as we're off the air here. And we'll be good to go. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Susan. You're wonderful.
And thank you. You're wonderful too, Natalie. Thank you.
Okay, have a great rest of your day. And
you
everybody,
too.
Next week, now, next week I won't be on Blog Talk Radio, but I will be on a Zoom connection because the lady is out of the country, and we're going to do a Zoom call. So you'll see the link after it's done on the show page, and you'll see it on all the platforms anyways because Candy will push it out. But I'm booked until March, so, you know, people say, well, how come I can't get in? Well, you know, I'm popular. Susie Popular. I mean, you know, it's not that I'm famous or anything. It's just that it's a great way for authors to promote whatever they're doing and make them feel free. It's a great talk. It's always a good show, and we always have fun, and you come off feeling really good, you know, and I like that. I like to, and, you know, I just love doing it for everybody out there anyways. That's my thing. This is my thing, what I do right now, so, and I'll continue doing it until I've left the earth, I guess. I don't know. And maybe even longer. I don't know. Never know with me. But anyways, I'm going to leave you with what I always do, and that is believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And that's my little slogan, if you want to call it. I post it everywhere when I write something because that's what I believe. Everything is around you. You just have to be in tune, or you have to listen or watch with your eyes and make yourself be a little sensitive. And, I mean, my big lights on my ceiling blink, and they'll stop when I ask them to stop. Now, there's nothing wrong with the light bulbs because they have never gone out. So my granddaughter seems to think it's her grampy. And I don't know. I think it's a lot of people that I have passed that were always close to me. And I know I get guidance from them. That's why I always say that. You know, you just be aware. Be aware because you never know. You're going to hear a knock, or you're going to hear a phone ring. Or that's what I get. I get all those kinds of little things. And it's a wonderful feeling. It makes you know that there is another side there. So, and don't forget about Susan's cruises. Oh, Susan, you're still here. What is the name of the site to go to for your cruises?
DivineTravels.com. That's plural on the travel. Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, Travels, T-R-A-V-E-L-S. .com.
Okay, there you have it, everybody. So, and of course, her site is, we want you to go back to that too. It's divinerevelation.org.
DrSusan.org is easier to remember. DrSusan.org.
That's good. That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, well, off we go here. Everybody, have a great evening. Let's see, what time is it here? It's 4:15 here, my time. So pretty soon I'll do a little bit more work on the computer, and pretty soon it'll be time for dinner. And I always like to watch a movie on Netflix. I'm like a freak about some of those things. And someday I'd like to talk about movies. I should. I've watched so many of them in my lifetime. But I had a wonderful guest today, and she's still listening, so that's good. I could play my music. I have some music that we play usually at the end. It's called Free to Love by Gabby Ray, and we are honored that we can play this music every week whenever I want. She has given us permission to do that. She's a friend of Candy. And, again, I want to thank Candy Ramson for all that she's done and all the other people that help. You know, you don't do this by yourself. You really don't. I have Jackie who writes up some stuff for me. She'll do the show page, and I send it off to Candy. I mean, it's a regular thing. Natalie just doesn't sit here 24/7 and do this all by herself. You don't do that because, first of all, you'd be worn to a frazzle, and you just can't. You need fresh eyes and all that kind of stuff. It really makes sense. I mean, you can do so much, although I could do it all myself if I had to, but I would really rather not. I like these people to contribute. It makes them feel really good and makes them feel special. So, okay, so we're going to play Freedom
also,
Love. Enjoy it.
Also,
okay, go ahead.
You say you like movies. I think you might enjoy this movie that I'm in. It's called The Beatles and India.
Oh, you're kidding.
The Beatles and India. I'm probably one of the, I mean, I'm in the movie probably more than just about anybody. It's a documentary, The Beatles and India.
Where can you see it, I wonder? I have to look.
Check it out.
You can find it.
It's all
oh,
over.
Oh, I'll find it.
On almost any platform. It's not free, but I don't know. It's only a few dollars to watch it. The Beatles and India. It might be free. You might already have a subscription to the one of the platforms that it's on.
I'll find it. Thank you for telling us. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you're awesome.
Slip that in.
I will. Okay, here we go. Free to love. Have a great week. Be safe and know that you are loved by me for sure. Here we go. Here we go.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder.
everybody have a nice week. I'll look for the link to the show for next week on the show page after the fact. Know you are all loved. And last but not least, remember in things you cannot see. Remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Bye-bye.